B-Pod Studios.
This guy, his name is Tim Hickings. He's got a drunk driving school in which Mr. Hickings claims he can teach you how to drive responsibly, even when you drink. Let's bring him on. Good morning, Mr. Hickings.
Good morning. It's Tim Hickings. Pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. It's a pleasure to have you on this morning.
A pleasure to be here. Whereabouts are you guys again?
In Fort Myers.
Okay, I thought I was getting Tampa. I used to,
yeah.
I actually used to be a regular guest on WYNF. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Sure am, sure, yes.
But that's beside the point. That was a lifetime ago. It's good to be talking to, talking to Florida again.
Right. Fort Myers, Naples, Southwest Florida.
Yeah, I heard that place. I heard that place was just dead.
Yeah, you may be right. You want to tell us about your drunk driving school, you idiot?
Well,
come on.
I guess,
you're coming on a 100,000 watt radio station telling me about how you used to be up in Tampa. Why don't you go and tell us about your driving?
You know what? Whoop-dee, F and do. I looked up your coverage map on the internet.
Yeah.
Half your signal goes to the Everglades, the other half goes to the Gulf. There ain't nobody listening to you.
Then why the hell are you coming on?
Because I got bad information. I thought I was going on in Tampa. You're lucky to have me.
I'm lucky to have you.
Hey, brother,
is that
I'm
what it
sorry.
Is? You're going and hawking your driving school, and you're
second,
telling
brother.
Me I'm
hold
lucky
second,
to
brother.
Have you?
Hold on a second, brother. We got up
brother,
on the wrong.
Brother, I ain't your brother.
Brother, hold on. We got up on the wrong foot, man. I got to be honest with you. It is.
What?
I'm out in Los Angeles. It's 4:12 in the morning, man, and I am right. still buzzed as hell. So my apologies.
Why don't you tell us about your drunk driving school?
I was trying to get on.
Brother.
I was trying to get on. I was trying to get on all across the country, but y'all are the only ones that did. I remember they used to call it Fort Misery.
Right. By the way, we're on the air with Tom Hick. Tim Hickings. What's your name?
Tim Hickings.
Okay, Tim, and you have a drunk driving school. Where is that drunk driving? Where is it based at?
We're based in Torrance, California.
How does it help people in Florida?
We're looking to expand, and I know the Fort Myers area is known for their drunks. Because from what I heard, there ain't nothing to do down there. That's all anybody does is drink.
What do they used to call it?
Fort Misery.
Okay. And you've got...
There was another place that I guess is a couple of miles from there called Cape Coma.
Yep, you're right. It's Cape Coral.
Yep.
Cape Coral, one of our finer cities
in
Lee County. One of the most
populated
cities.
That's where that band Twisted Sister is out of Cape Coma, right?
Yeah.
That was the name of their band, was Escape from Cape Coma.
Why don't you tell me...
Okay,
for the last time about your effing driving school. Since you've come on, you've done nothing but slam this town, talk about other radio stations from 15 years ago, and brother this and dude that and party and rock on. Why don't you tell me last time, bro, about your drunk driving school?
Okay, bro, you're a little uptight, man. Sounds like you could use a little hair of the dog that bit you. And that's one of the things I teach in my drunk driving school.
Uh-huh.
We are receiving state money, and we hope to do the same in Florida.
You're receiving state
as you
money.
Know, hey, let's try this little participation from everybody on the show. Has anybody ever gotten pulled over or gotten a speeding ticket or anything like that?
Sure, I have.
Yeah, years ago.
Okay. Yeah, years ago.
You know the standard procedure for that is if you want to shave points off your license because, you know, you're assigned points.
Yeah,
if you're
sure.
found to be in a moving violation, you get points assigned to your license. Now, that can affect your auto insurance, what you pay for your auto insurance.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, I mean, if you have a job where you have a driver's license required, that can actually give the employee cause to fire you saying that you're a risk on their corporate insurance policy. So it's serious. You know, we're having a little fun here, but it's serious business. And you know that one of the options you have is to go to a traffic school.
Right, sure, yeah.
What I run is we do have a traditional traffic school, but we also have something that I've installed that's a drunk driving school. If you get caught for drunk driving,
yes,
you can come to me and I'll rehabilitate you and I'll teach you the right way to drive drunk.
Let me tell you something. The right way to drive drunk. Is that what you're saying?
There is a right way to drive drunk.
Okay.
And, you know, you talk to any cop. They'll tell you, man, you know, if you get pulled over for drunk driving, you're an F up. Because, I mean, pretty much all you got to do is keep your hands on the wheel,
mm-hmm.
10 and 2,
uh-huh.
you know, uh-huh. make sure you stay between the lines and get your ass home. I mean, I've been an active alcoholic for over 30 years.
I've never
even been pulled over once, man.
Would you say that?
I've been all over the country. Yeah. I've been barreling down, just so you guys know, Tampa. When I was in Tampa, I'd be barreling down Dale Mabry, doing about 3 o'clock in the morning,
uh-huh.
with a tall boy between my legs.
What about Hillsborough Avenue?
Yeah,
yeah, man, I've been all over there, man.
Wait a second. So you're basically telling our listeners right now with your drunk driving school, which is coming soon to Florida, is that if you can go and give a drunk instruction on driving drunk so that they'll never get pulled over, and if they are pulled over in a DUI checkpoint or something, they're effing stupid because with your method, they'll never get pulled over.
Well, it's just common sense, and I mean, excuse me. I'm doing a little wake and bake here. Although technically, it's not a wake and bake because I ain't been to sleep.
it's early out there.
I gotta get it together, man, because I gotta take my 3-year-old to daycare here in about a couple of hours.
Why don't you, for the time that we have left here, we're again talking to Tim Hickings, who operates a drunk driving school. With your course, give our listeners right now the top 5 things they have to know about being able to drive drunk.
Well, first of all, you can have complete confidence in me, just my background.
Right.
As I said, I've been an alcoholic for over 30 years.
Yes, sir.
I've never been so much as pulled over, mm-hmm. so I must be doing something right.
Wouldn't that be called just luck?
First of all, that tells you something. I know something you don't, okay?
Then pass that along.
That's it. That's a hey, man. You know, when you had something to drink, man, it's time to man up. You know, get your ass together, you know?
Okay, so that would be number one. Get
that would be number one. But over, you know, we do
man up. That's one.
You know, a lot of these 12-step programs that want you to stop drinking.
Yes,
they have their little slogans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got a sign. A buddy of mine does wood burning, and I a very very nice quality sign right over the entrance to the school where it lets you know we try to emphasize the positive. And we mm-hmm. got right over the front door is a sign that says, alcohol is magic, a magic carpet that can take you away. It can make you successful, sophisticated, and sexy. Without it, your life would be dull, mediocre, and ordinary.
Mm-hmm. And so they see that walking into your school.
Yeah, because we try to get them pumped up. Now, the first thing they're going to see when they come through the front door
uh-huh.
is they are going to see a full-service bar.
This is a drunk driving school!
Exactly.
A full-service bar, okay.
They can have anything they want because it's all on Tim, man. It's all included in the price. And most of the time, the state's going to be paying for it, man. It ain't going to cost you nothing.
Yeah, you got to stay
funding. I guarantee. You know, a lot of times traffic school's boring, man. And they've tried this lame-ass stuff like having traffic schools with comedians, man.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's ever heard of a traffic school where you can go and get effed up, get your drink on, have a good time, have a couple of laughs, crank some Sabbath, whatever you want,
right.
man.
So they come in, they can have anything they want. What happens after they have a few drinks at your bar when you walk through the door?
We put them, but we're in a residential area.
Residential. A lot of kids playing around.
There are churches and school zones and
sure.
everything, man.
Yes.
I mean, it's like an urban battleground and a drunk's worst nightmare. And, you know, we get them effed up.
Uh-huh. And then you put them out there.
I have a little philosophy that I like to call the joy of six.
Six? Like the number six?
Yeah.
But what do you
mean? That's the minimum shots. We generally recommend Jaeger because that'll get you hepped up the quickest.
And then we ain't got all day.
You know. Uh-huh.
And then are you drunk at this time too with them?
What I do, I mean, I don't even get drunk anymore.
Look, I've had it with you. You know what? I'm not going to promote your driving school.
I'm not going to tell them to go to your school. Pretty much what I'm on is like a maintenance buzz all day long. You know, I don't get too high, I don't get too low,
and that's
a big part of the program.
That's it, you're done.
Big part of the program.
I don't want to know how much it costs.
Then we put them behind the wheel of our fleet of LTDs. The big, safe car. If they do have a mishap, they're not going to get hurt.
I'm sorry.
And then we have them run the gauntlet of the school zones and all this stuff.
I guarantee this.
I am so good at what I do. I tell the cops exactly where my students are going to be and dare them to pull them over.
Okay.
The cars are marked. It says drunk driving school right on them.
I don't want to know what it costs. I don't want to know how they can go and find out more information. I will not promote it. The problem is the way that we as a country.
The way that we as a country have approached drunk driving is fundamentally flawed. Because
shut up.
No,
just no.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Amy, 96 K-Rock.
Dan and Haney, Tuesday edition of the broadcast.
Seems like it's an okay nominal day.
It's okay. it's all right. Things are going along.
I don't see anybody overly happy, but no. I don't see anybody distraught either.
No, well, I'm not overly happy. Not today.
Well, I saw that, but it seems like you'll be able to manage.
Oh, I'll be able to manage.
How was your wife's birthday?
It was wonderful. You know what? I'll hold off on the other thing I want to talk about then. She wanted sushi.
She wanted virtually nothing.
I know that. But she wanted sushi for dinner.
That was like her one request.
Mm-hmm. And so we went to this sushi place. It's a sushi slash Thai place. I finally, you know...
Well, you can't trust Thai. They're overrun with monkeys.
Yeah. Stealing weapons.
Yep. And spray paint.
Yes. So, we go there, and I won't eat the sushi. I'm not familiar with it. I don't know how to order sushi properly. You know, I like the sushi buffets.
You have to get very comfortable with a place before you'll order sushi.
Without a doubt. But she orders...
Bit of a daredevil, is she?
Yeah, she ordered eel.
Oh.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
What? On purpose? Where did she did she develop a taste for eel?
This I asked her the same thing. Look. She ordered some tuna sushi and ordered eel. And I said, do you even know what kind of eel is used in making sushi?
Is it a sea eel, a river eel?
I think it's a river eel. And they showed them. I'm somebody...
Where do they get that eel?
I don't know where they get. And of course, Junior... I say, he asked me, what'd your wife have for sushi? I said, she had eel. Yeah. Ooh, that is so good. I said, No, it's not. Eel. I
have never been tempted to eat eel
ever,
in my life.
Ever. What do you like about eel? Because my wife loved it. Loved the eel.
It's got like kind of a gelatin texture to it.
Bro.
It's just like a different taste for seafood.
Do
I really
know
like
what
it.
What an eel is.
What an eel is? Yeah,
what
one
is
of those,
an eel?
One of those
it's
slimy
a water
things.
Snake.
Yeah, it's a water snake, but it tastes good. I don't know. You guys should try it.
Here's something. I don't eat eel. I will not eat when you see it on...
Eel is so far down the list, I wouldn't even include it on a list of things I wouldn't eat because I wouldn't think it would ever come up.
But I'm talking about fish-wise. She likes it. I won't touch it because I know. Catfish. Oh, she loves a good catfish.
She likes filter feeders.
That's what it is. I grew up around fish. I know fish.
I thought you grew up on a farm.
I did, but we had a river, and we went fishing all the time. The opening day of fishing season was the biggest deal. I knew how to fly fish and all that stuff.
Well, I automatically think about the sea, you know, because that's where I'm from.
Well, Watch Hill. I go there in the summertime and surf cast. Catch stripers. I know the bounty of the sea.
You know edible versus non-edible.
Correct.
You know what to throw back.
Throw back a catfish.
Well, you get an eel on your line. Don't need that.
Throw back an eel. They're no good. If you're in a river and you get those sucker fish, the bottom ones that look like they have a vacuum on them, throw them back. They're garbage.
Oh, those
fish.
Are like lampreys. They're kind of an eel too.
Yeah, they might be. I don't know what they are, but they're bottom fish.
And they'll suck your blood.
If you let them suck on long enough.
Did they have octopus there?
Yeah, they had octopus there. Yeah.
You ever have that?
I will not touch anything with a suction cup.
Do you know that the scientists have looked into it, and their best guess is that octopus came from another planet because it's got nothing in common with anything on the Earth.
It's got suction cup arms and a beak.
It's a tasty planet.
And a big couple of eyes. Those eyes are big.
And it's too smart for its own good.
Yep. Boney, I went fishing with my dad one time when we caught an eel. And I was probably...
Creepy things.
Yeah, they are. I was probably 7 or 8. And I said to my dad, because he knew better, it's a garbage. It's going back. I said, as a 7-year-old, I said, oh, can we keep it? Can we keep it? Said, you want the eel? I'll keep the eel. He takes a rag, wrapped the eel up in the rag, threw it in the cooler, fished for another 2 hours, had about a 2.5-hour drive back from the shore.
So it's on ice in a styrofoam cooler?
Yep. I get home after 4 hours, probably, after this thing was caught, just in a rag. I remember I went out to my backyard, rolled the eel out to get a real good look at it. I was curious what this thing really looked like as a water snake. And as I rolled it out, its gills gave a big heave. It was still alive.
Did it go?
No, I threw it into fresh water and killed it.
Oh, good.
But since then, I mean, you don't eat eel. You don't eat catfish. You don't eat bottom garbage fish.
You got to understand the food chain. You see, what'll happen is something like a mackerel will come along and eat one of those lesser fish, process it into something usable.
Yep. And then defecate, and then the bottom fish go and suck that all up. I ain't eating that. Oh, but my wife and Junior saying, oh, eel. A good fresh eel's got the sweetest taste.
No,
it's
garbage.
So sweet tasting.
No. You want something that swims where the water's clear. The murkier it gets, then the guessing game starts.
Yes. Yes.
Now, you might think, but what about grouper? They live on the bottom. They live on the bottom where there's a reef where it's probably very beautiful.
Yeah, very beautiful, and fresh water being flushed through. They're doing that. I mean, yes, a grouper is a bottom fish, but it's constantly being filtrated through its gills.
Mm-hmm.
That clean ocean water going through it. And then again, you catch like a jewfish, which is a giant grouper, Goliath grouper.
Well, you've been warned about that.
Yeah. You don't eat those. Why? Because according to my fishermen friends...
Experts.
You don't want that. They tend to get a mite wormy. Wormy? Yeah, oh, yeah. Their whole insides fill
from
up with...
sitting on the bottom for 60 years.
Worms. Thank you, no. Give me a California roll. Give me something with tuna in it. Give me something with crab in it and put some of those fish eggs on it.
Pardon me, but do you have anything baked?
No, that's why I went last night with the Mongolian beef. we'll be back.
You won't eat an eel.
No.
But you'll eat beef.
Yes.
You just don't ask.
Don't ask. It was nice and tender.
Where does Mongolian beef come
It's a
from?
Mongolian sauce that they soak it in.
So you're hoping that it's like a grade D meat.
Edible for human consumption,
fit
yes.
for human consumption.
Yeah, so it was
so good. Happy birthday to your wife.
Yeah.
Boy, you've been married for a while now, but you learn more and more about each other.
Every day is a learning experience.
Who convinced her eating eel is a good idea?
Take a look at a picture of an eel. Then she tells me last night, well, it's not an electric eel or a moray eel. I said,
no, those are respectable eels. Those are eels that are aggressive and fit.
Yeah, and we've seen them eat live animals.
Yes.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
Not something that just, look at this sediment on the bottom. I'm going to live here and just bleh.
Oh, look what I caught there in that sediment. I'm going to eat them.
Oh, fresh feces.
Mm.
Not so fresh, but okay.
Stan and Haney.
Good Lord.
96 K-Rock. Look at that, Haney.
That's not what she was eating.
No.
What she was eating.
I know what she was eating.
What she was eating probably didn't even have eyes.
No, it didn't. It just nibs where the eyes are supposed to be.
The
Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rockford.
Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney. 96 J-Rock.
You know, sometimes I forget that I've just given everyone in the building nicknames, and as far as I'm concerned, that's their name. But I never ask them if they're okay with it.
Some have told you they're not, and that just reinforces it. Stan and Haney, Mike Chiannopoulos is going to be on the show today. He will be joining us in about 1 hour. He is an attorney. If you would like to pose a question to Mike Chiannopoulos about something going on in your life, do so on the Absolute Law text line. Start them right now so that we're ready for Mike when he comes on. 239-277-9600. Text your question for Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. He's a lawyer, attorney, esquire, going to be joining us in 1 hour. Get your questions in.
So she had eel, and you had what? Baked Alaska,
Mongolian beef. from the speaking of that, from the Absolute Law text line, several of our
eel
listeners,
lovers.
Well, not. I didn't see anyone that was an eel lover.
Well, we got Junior over here to represent eel lovers.
He's in the eel family.
But you know what? He betrays his own heritage. He doesn't like the old world Viking recipes that his family has provided him. What is it you don't like?
It's called lutefisk.
You're ludicrous.
there you go. That's the pepper.
Yeah, right there. Zigaboo! We used to fish over by the Sanibel Toll Bridge. We used to catch a lot of spotted trout, and every time we would try to keep one, it would be filled with worms. So we just stopped keeping them.
Really? I grew up on sea trout on the other coast, nice. But I've never seen a worm in one of them.
No, me neither. Absolute Law text line. Guys, if you've never had New Orleans fried catfish, you don't know what you're missing.
Well, the rules go out with New Orleans.
Yeah, we've eaten stuff that we wouldn't normally eat, but when it's prepared by a world-renowned chef, it takes on a different meaning.
Let's put it this way. If I'm in New Orleans and it's time for dinner, because I'm in New Orleans, I have a much more open mind than I would normally.
I got a question for you guys. So is an alligator a bottom feeder?
No, it's a carnivore.
You better believe it. It eats meat. It'll take anything that's in that water.
That's pretty much top of the food chain.
Yep. Now, if something's dead, they might eat it, but they would tend to have fresh meat. So there you go.
I told you, when I used to go up and down the Silver River, which a lot of it is true wilderness, I would see dead hogs occasionally, and you'd see where the gators had taken, like, the legs off them.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, once it started to bloat, was left alone.
Yeah, and nobody will touch that.
Because it was like a balloon.
Yeah, of rot.
And I thought, man, I don't want to be here when she blows.
And it will explode.
Oh, yeah. The next time we came through, there were remnants.
Yeah.
But at some point in time,
it explodes.
And if you're in vicinity, ooh,
yep.
I can't imagine how bad that would be.
Grab bag.
Because it didn't look appealing.
No.
I can tell you that.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Open for business, but make your reservations. They are one of the most popular places around with the limited seating. Best to make a reservation for the Pewter Mug. Somebody did this, and it's gone viral. Why, I don't know. Somebody did some swing music to a version. Did their version of Nirvana's Come As You Are swing style. And people are saying that it's so bad, it's actually good. You be the judge.
Come as you are, as you were,
Junior,
as I want you to be. As a friend, as an O-O-N.
Yeah!
Take your time, hurry up.
All right. So when Haiti and I were...
So the less effort you put into it, the more viral it goes.
I guess that's what I'm finding out. So when Haney and I would go as kids to the arcade or the game room at a mini golf place or something, and the machine ate your quarter, you'd go up to the guy and say, you know, it ate my quarter. He'd come in with his set of keys, unlock the thing, check and see if it works. That ain't the way it's done anymore.
Certainly not in Memphis.
Nope. Dozens of teenagers at a mini golf course in Memphis trashed the arcade after they claimed a machine took their cash. Do they go to the man with all the keys? No, they do this.
Is that how things are handled now, Junior, when machine eats your quarter?
I mean, I don't lash out that way.
But it doesn't surprise you.
It doesn't surprise me. You see crazy things every day.
So you've grown up in the world where that's a real possibility if a vending machine makes someone angry.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
I've seen people get angry at vending machines, yes.
To the point they riot?
Riot.
To the point where they riot? No. To the point where they're punching this machine? Yes.
They weren't punching the machine.
They were punching each other.
They were throwing, you know how they have little turnstiles to keep people in line?
Yeah.
They were picking up the metal turnstiles and throwing them at employees, breaking glass.
Ah, okay.
So.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
But you're still not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
Okay. I always like to check in with this generation to see if we're out of line for thinking that's unusual.
Yeah, apparently we are. Miami has a mask mandate. The city. And people...
Well, isn't like all of Dade County considered Miami now?
Pretty close, but I'm talking about the city of Miami. And Miami police are essentially setting up what is being called mask traps, like a speed trap when you're driving.
Now, seriously?
Listen to this. They've set up mask traps to catch people not wearing masks. And when they find them, $100.
So you're talking about people alone in their car not wearing a mask?
I don't even know if it's in the car. It's like walking the streets, walking around in the shopping
district. But all you have to do is not be wearing a mask.
Here's a guy that got fined after his mask slipped down below his nose.
Look at this. They give him tickets for not wearing a mask.
It was like a trap. It was a mask trap. As I'm talking, it slides down a little bit, so my nose was naked.
You have to wear it properly. You're not wearing it properly, it's not like you're wearing it at all.
God.
$110. Use a little more common sense than ticketing people with masks on their actual face. You know, why don't you go after people who have no mask?
This has got to stop.
Yep. Let's lighten things up a little bit. Let's talk about the...
New Madrid fault and the fact that one day there's going to be a big earthquake and it's going to split the United States in half and the Mississippi will become an inland...
I want to talk about the Australian twins, Anna and Lucy.
Well, that sounds pleasant.
They're leading an interesting life.
Wholesome?
Two identical twins from Australia named Anna and Lucy... have been dating the same guy.
How old are these twins?
They're young. And now they're both trying to get pregnant by him. They did an interview in England yesterday, and they said...
they'd never date Junior.
No. They said they literally do everything together. And when you hear this clip, they finish their own sentences. And they said, we're sticking together... No matter what, we find the guy of our dreams. He's going to be with both of us. We both want to get pregnant by him. where it's a built-in threesome.
The first night we met Ben, we kissed him, both of us. We really like this guy, and let's see where it can go. We want to experience pregnancy together. We want to do everything in our life together. You know, we'll die together. We'll grow old together. We shower together. We wake up together. We go to bed at the same time. We eat together. We're hungry together. Everything is just the same. It could be obsessive, but this is how we want to live our life. And we live as one person.
They live as one person, so they want one guy.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Coming at you in stereo. And it would be the same thing, even though there's two of them. You can hear the two of them in stereo going, you know what? We can't do everything around here. We need a little help.
Together.
Yep.
Okay. I'm not saying this guy's spot on. An Elvis impersonator in Norway broke a world record by singing Elvis songs for just under 51 straight hours.
Why? Did someone request that he do this?
I don't know. Let's check in. Let's see how he did.
It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Love me tender. Love me long. And tell me you all are mine. Take to my for life. For more money. For children.
Yeah, he did it.
He turned it into torture.
51 straight hours. Broke the world record. Now you go from this, that, to this. Bono of U2, along with his bandmate, The Edge, posted themselves covering.
What about Adam Clayton and Larry Mullen
Jr.?
They
weren't in this. Here's the two of them doing Stairway to Heaven. They just posted it.
There's a lady who's sure all the glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed. With one word, she can get what she came for. Ooh, ooh, when she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Okay, you know what? Lots of people do that every day.
I know that.
There was nothing great about it.
But when you have Bono doing it, See, you and I could do that, and nobody would give a rat's ass.
No, as a matter of fact, we'd get a cease and desist.
Yes. Bono and The Edge do it. This is interesting. You, of course, for many years, had a band opening for some of the biggest names in the business. And there are the proverbial bar bands that do cover tunes. So someone looked into it, looked at the set lists of 50 major rock bands to find out which song
cover bands
they have covered the most. These are 50 bands.
Okay. So they're not necessarily cover bands,
right.
But
50 bands, but they wanted to look into what song they have covered the most and played live. Matter of fact, at loudwire.com, they have the whole list. Number one overall, the cover song that these 50 bands played more than anyone else or anything else, School's Out by Alice Cooper. A live version of it.
And I can't help but wondering what Bono and the Edge would sound like doing it.
2,784 times.
Wonder why.
Did you ever know, because you've known a lot of local bands, that was one of their staples to cover Schools Out by Alice Cooper?
No, I mean, in hindsight, I've heard it a lot. But it's surprising to me that's the number one thing. Now, it depends. If you're in the position where you got a chick singer,
yeah,
that limits you. And then, you're doing a lot of Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
I'm a bitch. I'm a mother. I'm a lover. I'm a fighter. Whatever the hell that thing's called. Black Velvet, you'll be doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly. Well,
and you'll have to do a couple of Pink songs.
Well, the promotion has begun for the September 12th matchup between Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. Tyson was on Fallon talking about the big match coming up and why he's doing it and why it's a must-see.
I'm so happy to be coming back into the ring and facing Roy Jones on September 12th. It's going to be so awesome.
How did it happen?
Well, I don't know. I wanted to do something good. I'm embarked on a real charitable event, and I thought it was a great thing to do. I don't know how this happened, but I think this is brilliant because he's the greatest fighter of his generation. I'm the greatest fighter of my generation, and it's just, it's no-brainer that we should clash.
I saw the training footage of you. Oh, my gosh!
I started training. I'm back in shape. I'm 228. I've been boxing and doing well. I can't believe this either, man. It's just, I don't believe in the fountain of youth, but something just came over me, and I'm back.
When something comes over, Mike, I worry.
Yeah, watch out for that. When we come back...
Do you know...
Yes.
At least he wants to work.
Yeah.
You know how good it is to be an NFL player these days?
Yes, I do know how good it is to be an NFL
player. So you've heard about this?
Yes, I did. About the COVID?
Yeah.
And if you choose not to play?
If you are an NFL player currently on a roster, all you have to do is, put it in writing, go through the proper channels, but just inform your team and the league you'd prefer not to play football this year. And once your paperwork is processed, you'll get a letter back from the NFL with a check for $150,000. We're sorry you decided not to participate this year, but here's $150,000 to get you through the year. This will still count as a year of service towards your NFL pension, but you don't have to report. You don't have to do anything. Here's $150,000. Now, if you say that there are extenuating circumstances, like you have an underlying health condition that might compromise your immune system, or you are around family members that might be compromised.
Yeah.
If you can prove that, you don't get the $150,000.
No.
You go through the same process, but in your letter you explain that you are at high risk. Well, if you do that, then no problem. You will not play this season. Here's $350,000 for your trouble, and it will count as if you played this year towards all of your future benefits.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
We're going to take a break. We got the local beat coming up. Mike Chiannopoulos later on in the 3 o'clock hour, if you want to ask Mike a question.
Can you imagine that?
I know. 239 877-9600. Family law, child support, alimony, visitation. You know, see your kids, can't see your kids. The wife wants to take them out of the state. That's what it does.
Not sure they're even your kids.
You're right. You've got a DUI. You've got some criminal stuff, some civil stuff. Can't get along with a neighbor. Veterans issues. 239-277-9600.
You've been bitten by a neighbor dog.
Yep. Ask your questions to Mike Chiannopoulos. He'll be here in the 3 o'clock hour. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Mike Chiannopoulos, in about 30 minutes, get your texts in for him. He's an attorney. 239-277-9600. Later on today, chance to win with Stan's Name That Movie. I was shocked and saddened today when I found out.
Did we put out a statement?
Yeah, I'm putting it out right now. Haney and I were not selected for nomination into the Radio Hall of Fame. This was our first attempt, and evidently we were not selected for one of two categories. Now, here's what gets me upset. And I'm not upset. I shouldn't say that. It's the business. The Radio Hall of Fame is a bunch of stuffed shirts that look at nominations, to people to be nominated. And this station did nominate us for our nearly 30 years of service at one radio station, our charities with the Stan and Haney Draft Fund and other things throughout the years, our longevity, other contributions made to the business of radio. Keep in mind, people get in like with 10 years experience doing this and jumping all over town. And one of the reasons we thought we might have a shot at getting at least nominated, I don't expect to win right off the bat, was that two of the people on the nominating committee either currently work for or have worked for this company. And the guy right down the hallway is one of the people that votes. So this all started about, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago when we had on our big community billboard, a bulletin board in the building, an article about the Beasley's Las Vegas morning team. Congratulations on your induction into the Hall of Fame for, I think it was, 11 great years. And I'm like, what? You know, by that time we were at like, 20-something years. And I said, 11, and you're in the Radio Hall of Fame? And so I looked into this because program director Matt Manga said, by all means, you're probably not going to get win it or get inducted your first try, but you'll certainly get nominated. 30 years at one radio station with all the work that you've done in the community and the support that you have, certainly. And he says, by the way, so-and-so, who I see at least a couple of times a year, is on the voting committee. He knows us. And then we have another one who as recently as 6 months ago worked for this company and moved on, but is aware of us. They're all on the committee. And I'm saying certainly it's worthy. Here are the two categories that we were eligible for. Local broadcasters, more than 20 years experience. Local broadcasters, more than 10 years experience. Those are two categories.
But we have more experience than here, and even. We were in the business for over a decade before we got...
And then the other categories are syndicated or national shows. That's where your Jim Bohannons come in and your... By the way, he's on the board. And I'm like, yeah. So I'm walking down the hallway and there's our operations manager. You know I vote on these. Where are you? I said, what do you mean? We didn't get selected. We've got two Beasley people on the thing.
Now this isn't to win. This is just to be nominated.
Just to be nominated. Didn't get in.
So they declined to nominate.
They declined to nominate us.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
This is like when we got all excited that we had multiple people at the local university that thought it would be a great idea to nominate us for some sort of honorary degree.
Yeah, for service to the community.
And
we did get nominated for that. We did get nominated.
And so our people, which knowing what I know now about academia, I'm shocked it went as far as it did.
It did. It went pretty far.
Until the libs got wind of it.
Oh, yeah, and it was thrown out.
Shot down.
As fast as...
Summarily executed.
We had one professor that told us... And there was more than one that wanted us to get the honorary doctorates. He said, you have to realize that your nomination, because it takes two professors to nominate you.
Check.
Done. Two tenured professors.
Check.
It's going to go into a room with academics who live in a bubble. And they may not understand your impact on the community. They may not understand. They're just going to go and in their academic bubble, not know what this is all about. And I said to one of the professors, I said, that's your job nominating us to tell them what it's about. And
then it became a lot of work where we had to write pages and pages of material bragging on ourselves.
Yeah.
And which we're
like
not
that.
Good at.
No.
Well, all I asked you guys for was a bio.
Yeah.
And I think what you've done this year...
Oh, well, we're not talking... talking about a separate thing.
You've established yourselves now, and then next year
established ourselves?
Yeah.
You guys always lose sight of the fact that you're in Fort Myers, Florida. You know, this is not a booming metropolis. It's a COVID-infested wasteland at this point. You know, come on.
Thanks for making us feel better.
We've gotten you to the table. Next year, we serve it up.
Answer me.
So since the Shell Factory went under, is it a mistake on the sign, or is it true that it's now the Hell Factory?
Haven't been there in a while.
I don't want names, because I don't
right.
think it's
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, we don't want to get people in trouble.
I don't think it's fair.
No.
True or false, we have two people that decide on the National Radio Hall of Fame.
I was not aware of the one that's actually in the building.
Yes.
What I did was I personally nominated you guys on
Thank
the
you.
Website, submitted your
Do
bio.
Do they have any respect for you?
Yeah, well, who the hell am I? You know, just nobody cares.
Now, wait a second.
No. This man right here was a rock star. He rode in limousines,
yeah,
I will
true.
Have you know.
It's true.
I lived a good life, yes, at one point. There was a short little tenure there. Where,
and for many years involved in the professional wrestling business.
Absolutely. Most fun I ever had in my life.
Now, wait a second.
Yes.
I'm not talking about this person here who does the nominating. He only can go with the people that they select.
Right, exactly.
But I looked today And there are not only the one that you contact, mm-hmm. there's somebody else that actually lives in town.
Well, then that's who we, that's who we send a little gifty to and a little reminder in the next couple
did,
of months.
Did, that, you know, hey, did you know that this person was on the board?
No idea whatsoever.
Show me.
No.
He's right up there with all of them. That's what pisses me off.
And I talk to him about you all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how to explain that one, guys.
Yeah.
All I know is, you know, we're up to the plate.
Yeah.
And we're going to get him next year.
I'm over it.
I'm a Mets fan. Yeah.
Do you think there's, you know, any now that that's been a big disappointment? any way that maybe you could see about the agent thing?
Would you like me to look into an agent for you?
I got money for that.
Be happy to.
What?
You got dough for that?
It shouldn't cost. They get a percentage of what I make, don't they?
Well, first, you have to retain them. And then if they get
I'm not talking about those Eatman clowns.
Hey, listen, we're getting ladies' tank tops.
Really?
Yeah. So,
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
But all you have to do, you don't even have to involve me. Just tell Rick whatever tapes they need. He'll put it together.
Okay.
And then whenever they call up, I'll get on the ISDN, or I guess we don't call it that anymore.
We could go right to Art Buchwald, the king of radio voiceover managers. Handles the big guys.
Didn't we deal with him at some point?
I thought we dealt with a Don Buchwald.
Don Buchwald. That's right. Yeah, I'm saying Art Buchwald. Yeah, he's somebody else.
He was
Don Buchwald.
He was a columnist.
Yes, exactly.
And a guest on this show, by the way.
Yeah.
But
it's true.
He's our guy.
I know. Thank you, Matt.
My pleasure.
Thank you for your efforts.
Anytime.
So we've been we've been shot down by the university system, and we've been shot down by people that I've broken bread with.
Question is,
yes,
what are we to do with this information, Stan?
As I always told you, Haney, you keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. We will make all inquiries. No stone will be unturned. And then we'll just come in here the next day and do another show.
Junior.
You're our youngest.
You're my producer. And I love you. But don't ever. Ever. Take sides against the family ever again.
Freedom.
All right, local beat before we have to bring on Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law.
It cuts deep.
It does cut deep. It does cut deep. This is going on all around the country. It is going on in Florida. And you, yourself, may have received this. As a matter of fact, program director Matt Mangus, his, I think, sister up north received this in the mail.
For real.
And I've seen the pictures of the bags.
Oh, of the jewelry?
Floridians receive suspicious packages of seeds that appear to be from China. Not a lot of you have heard it. Now the state getting involved with this.
Oh, yeah. We need our agriculture people all over that.
If you've received a strange packet of seeds in the mail recently, don't plant them. Several states have issued warnings after people across the nation reported receiving unsolicited packages that appear to have been sent from China. Most of the mysterious packages have Chinese characters on the label and hold a sealed packet of unknown seeds that could be an invasive plant species.
But many of them are labeled jewelry.
This according to the Florida State Agriculture Department. As of July 27th, that's yesterday, the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services have received at least 160 reports from Florida of residents reporting having received suspicious seed packages.
Nationwide, though.
Yep. The type of seed is unknown at this time. Plant seeds from unknown sources may introduce dangerous pathogens, diseases, or invasive species into Florida, putting agriculture and our state's plant, animal, and human health at risk. This according to the Florida Agriculture Commissioner, Nikki Fried. Anyone receiving these suspicious seed packets should not open them, should not plant them, should limit contact with them, and should report them immediately to both the department and USDA officials.
No offense, Nikki. You know, I got no problem that you like pot, but maybe get somebody that knows what's going on to look at these. You don't need to be so personally involved. Make sure the, you know, science people look at it.
It is unknown who exactly is sending the seeds.
Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried did confirm that it was neither indica nor sativa.
Why they're being distributed and whether the seeds are actually harmful. The department asked that anyone who has received this type of package in the mail contact the Office of Plant Industry Services. Agriculture departments in Kansas, Kentucky, Ohio, South Carolina, and Washington State are among state agencies that have issued similar warnings. Departments also caution people not to open the sealed packages of seeds and keep the labeling intact so that officials can investigate. The seeds that are imported into the U.S. must be accompanied by a certificate that ensures the product is free of pests and diseases. Yeah, Mangus's sister up north got one in the mail. And 160 reported cases here in Florida of receiving these mystery seeds.
Well, so now we got the Chi-Coms sending us gifts we can see, unlike COVID, which we can't.
Right. Yeah, don't mess with them.
You can't trust a Chinaman.
No, not lately. There was a, and I've said this before, this was back when the U.S.
And again, because in this day and age, you have to say, I'm not talking about Chinese Americans.
No.
I'm talking about the people who run China.
People, we've dealt with China. Back when the USSR and Soviet Union, they had a cartoon character in one of the yearbook encyclopedia things that you used to get. And it was a picture of Nikita Khrushchev. Big Nikita, the premier of
Russian bear,
holding a little baby Chinese baby, and it had the communist Chinese symbol on the little baby, and then pretty soon the baby was big and standing next to Nikita Khrushchev, and then the third slide had the big China baby now full grown, enveloping Nikita Khrushchev. They knew back in like the 60s. That we were going to have to deal with the Chinese. And now we're dealing with them. Don't plant the seeds.
Yeah, well.
Don't plant them.
It'd be interesting to see how things shake out, because unlike us, Russia's actually got a border with those F's.
Yep. By the way, Mike.
And so does India.
And they got a bomb. Mike Chiannopoulos is up next. Text your question to Mike Chiannopoulos. He's an attorney. He'll be joining us. 239-277-9600. Text your question like you'd text a friend. We're going to have him on next. He'll answer your questions. He's an attorney. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law taking your questions. We're Stan and Haney.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Half hour away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. And it is Tuesday afternoon, and that means Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law taking your texts and questions. He is an attorney, and he's on the show once a week to help you guys. Here he is, Mike Chinopoulos himself. Mike, how are you, buddy?
Well, I'm getting you off speaker.
I heard that.
Get mad at me this week.
No, I appreciate that. You sound great.
How is everybody?
We're doing good. You know, I wanted to ask you very quickly, and I know it's a little side note. Have you watched any of the HBO series Perry Mason that they've brought back, and it's more true to the book, and it was set in the 20s, and how Perry Mason becomes a lawyer and the cases he tries?
I have not watched any of that.
It's excellent. It's done by the same people that did Boardwalk Empire.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And it's a period piece on how he became an attorney.
Wow, yeah, I should probably look that up. That's on
HBO.
Netflix or HBO? Or?
Yep.
Now, Mike, I wanted to ask you a conceptual question. I was pondering this last night because, you know, Congress is constantly in session passing laws, and I know that conceptually it's been said that ignorance of the law is, you know, no excuse. Excuse is no man.
Right.
But there are so many laws. How can we be expected to keep up with the U.S. code, state and local?
Yeah, they're changed every year.
Right.
So is ignorance of the law no defense?
You know, unfortunately, it really is not a defense. And, you know, the terrible thing, guys, that I see are people out there who have either family law trouble or criminal trouble, and they can't afford to hire a lawyer, but in a criminal case, the government says, well, you make too much money for public defender. Well, those are the people that are really in a bind.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we can't know the law. We can't study all the codes. We can't. Everybody's got a life. That's what lawyers are for. But some people can't afford them, and that's the tragedy.
Can I ask you one thing before we get to our texts on the Absolute Law text line? By the way, 239-277-9600. It's been a while since I asked you this. I know during the outbreak of COVID, before we started to open up slowly here, there was no going to court, all the backlog of stuff. What's the status on the court system in Lee County in Florida right now?
Well, that's still going on. The only cases that are actually being heard live in a courtroom are domestic violence cases and criminal cases. And even then, the speedy clock, the trial clock, in other words, you have to have a trial if you're accused of a crime within a reasonable amount of time, that and jury trials have all been suspended. So essentially, right now, if you're a criminal, you have no constitutional rights in the state of Florida. And if you're dealing with civil stuff, then you do it by Zoom. So your lawyers and your witnesses and everything appear by computer. And it's been very challenging, and I think it has significantly impaired the quality of justice citizens are getting.
So is it pretty much you can take a deal or stay in jail?
Yeah, that's what it comes down to sometimes, unfortunately. And I think that Lee County is doing the best they can. I haven't seen anybody else in the state or out of the state do a better job than we're doing.
Well, we have an advantage, Mike. Our courthouses aren't on fire.
That's right. That's right. Nobody's burned our police station to the ground, and so we're okay. But I think we're doing as good a job as anybody else can under these circumstances. But yes, it's unfortunate citizens are suffering.
All right, let's go to the Absolute Law text line if you'd like to text Mike a question, 239-277-9600. Mike, this first one up is, and I'm reading it and getting ready to read it to you, it is disturbing, and it's got to be incredibly frustrating for all parties involved in this. It goes like this. Mike, I have been receiving... I've been on the receiving end of false reports made to Children Protective Services.
Oh.
3 or 4 times in the last 4 or 5 years. Accused of child endangerment, child molestation, kidnapping, and now most recently, child abuse. Do I have any recourse? I have been told I may want to have an attorney representing me now going into this again. My newborn daughter of another woman is now being dragged into this drama. Is there any advice on how to deal with this and to get it to stop? Anything you can tell me is greatly appreciated. Do you handle stuff like this?
Well, I do handle stuff like that. My firm does a lot of that. You can call me anytime. At 239-ASK-MIKE, free telephone consultation. We can get into the bigger, more specifics of your case, and I can give you some advice that I don't want to do over the air. So give me a call. But generally what I would tell you is that you're going to have to file something called a supplemental petition, and you're going to have to go through the process to work this out. Now, there are some other options. Give me a call, and we'll talk off the air.
It just seems like, and I don't know because I'm just reading a text, but you go and you're 3 or 4 times in the last 4 or 5 years getting complaints to Child Protective Services. Can anybody just go, if they don't like somebody or they may have been spurned, just go and file something that they have to investigate?
You know, Stan, I had, now you know, and Haney, you know how well I took care of my father before he passed.
Yes, I do.
That man wanted for nothing. I kept him at home. I wouldn't put him in a facility. Do you know, I had somebody call DCF on me and say that I was abusing my father.
Anybody can do this.
Anybody can do that. It was just somebody who was upset with me. And so DCF came out there, and, you know, I had to go through the actions and show him, here's my dad, talk to him. You know, look in the fridge, there's fresh fruit and food and vegetables and meat in there, the bathrooms are clean, and they went on their way. But, yeah, and the sad thing is that they're not allowed by statute to tell you who did it. And so the judge doesn't even get to know who did it. And obviously when abusive situations like this man is talking about and repeated complaints, just harassment, then at some point they can figure it out and stop it. But it's very frustrating. And there are some things we can do to help him, but unfortunately, that costs money. Somebody's harassing you, now you got to go spend money to get it to stop.
And somebody harassing you in that manner, it seems to me that because of the nature of that complaint, that you pretty much lose all Fourth Amendment rights.
Yeah, and you know, here's the problem with that. Haney, you're right, because they can, now they do have to have a warrant if you don't want to let them in your house. So they do have to have that. So you don't lose all Fourth Amendment rights. But what you do lose is the right to protect yourself. I mean, how do you protect yourself from continued harassment like that? You know, it's got to stop, and at some point, you've got to bring the lawsuit, and that's what I'm going to counsel this man about. It depends on how far it goes.
Regardless of the complaint, they're going to be obligated to investigate it every time then, right?
Yeah, and after the 3rd, 4th, 5th time, I see them come out, talk to the parent, say, you know, has there been any changes? And they go on to document their file. But here's something that's particularly upsetting, is that let's say that you found out who was doing that. You can't bring a slander action against them because what they say to DCF in a reporting situation cannot be considered slander. The government says because if we did that, it would chill people willing to report situations in which children need help.
Even in situations of obvious malice.
Yes, I could go forward and say somebody that I just don't like and call DCF and say, this person is molesting their child. Well, obviously, that's a real serious accusation.
Yeah.
And that person gets painted with that brush, whether they did it or not.
Well, that's what I want to ask, too, about that. Like arrests, you may not have been convicted of something, but you were arrested. And we've talked about it before. It always shows you were arrested. If they have to go out and investigate, is that on your record that, yes, Child Protective Services had to come out and that's on your record?
If they arrest you, yes. But if they just come out and they offer no services, they determine that no services are needed, no, that's not going to show up on your record. If you need services and you get involved in a dependency case, of course there's going to be records. It's all in the courthouse. But if somebody just calls DCF, like they did on me, they came out, they say there's no problem, thank you, have a nice day. No, there's no, that's not on my record anywhere.
Absolute Law text line, Mike. I am dealing with child support and child custody. I am unable to afford a retainer. So I am representing myself. I have to fill out interrogatories and a financial affidavit, and I asked for the same in return, informally, in good faith. Can I postpone mediation if she does not comply, and I must then file a motion to compel discovery? Also, if you know of any websites or resources that I can use that may benefit me, because I am representing myself,
he's on his own.
Anything would be greatly appreciated. Thanks.
Wow. You know, and that's a terrible position to be in. And that's the position that I was talking about earlier when I was talking, when I mentioned it to you, Haney, is that, you know, this guy has a job, makes a living.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't make enough to go spend stupid money on a lawyer, but he makes too much that he can't get anybody to help him. Okay, so that's just a terrible position to be in. And so, sir, what I would tell you is, yeah, you need to fill out the interrogatories and all of that stuff, but the rules require you to do that within 45 days. The same rules require her to do it within a certain time. And if she doesn't do it, yes, you can file a motion to compel, and yes, you can move mediation. Because how can you go to mediation and attempt to settle something when you don't know what the facts are? That's crazy. It's blind.
I'm going to ask what might be a stupid question in this regards, but it's I should say a naive question, Mike. Wasn't there a thing where if you couldn't afford an attorney and you didn't want to represent yourself, you could go and contact what was called a paralegal that basically knew how to file things and do things, but they weren't officially representing you?
Yeah, and, you know, I think that's a really dangerous thing. I've seen some really bad things come from that. First of all, if they do anything other than provide you forms, if they even tell you how to fill them out, then they're practicing law without a license, and that's illegal. It's misdemeanor. But most importantly, what happens is they tell you, oh, it's going to be $600. Well, yeah, that's for the basic divorce. Then they start charging you X number of dollars per attachment for everything. By the time you get through it, it's just as expensive as if you went to a lawyer, except for they don't know what they're doing.
Gotcha. Now, I got one more here, and I'm going to try to understand what she's writing here. This is a woman that writes, ahoy, this is for you, Mike. And she sent a picture. I don't know how this is going to help me, but she sent a picture. This is a package of Roselle seeds I ordered from Amazon. Notice in the picture that it says that it is a gift. That it is craft materials, and there is a waiver that I am agreeing to that, for it does not contain anything prohibited. Is the seller CYA because it is illegal seeds to be imported? I don't know what she's saying here.
What's the item?
They're seeds that she got.
Yeah, I would be careful. I mean, seeds from within the United States,
yes,
are fine. You got them on Amazon. I don't know where they're coming,
yes,
from. But if they're outside the United States, you're going to have some serious problems with the FDA, because those have to go through and make sure that they don't have any diseases and all that stuff. So,
I'm looking at it. It's from the Philippines.
Yeah. She better run through that through customs, or she's going to be worried about getting into trouble.
But it was ordered through Amazon.
Yep.
But it could come from anywhere.
Yeah. All right.
Yes. So she needs to run that through customs. I'd call the local customs agency.
Oh, all right. Yeah, because we were just talking about those Chinese seeds.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to pay attention on Amazon. I understand it's easy to overlook, but, you know, many people think of Amazon as a monolithic thing. And in some ways, it is. And you think, okay, I'm buying this from Amazon. They're shipping it from their warehouse. But listed alongside those items
are items from third-party sellers that could be coming from anywhere.
Right.
Yep.
Mike, you come on with us every Tuesday afternoon, but if people would like to contact you directly or they need you, maybe it's the middle of the night and there's a bad situation and they've got to get a hold of an attorney and they think right at the top of the mind, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law, how do they get a hold of you? I know it's 24/7.
It's so easy. It's 239. That's our area code. Ask Mike. 239, ask Mike. It's so easy. And Stan, let me tell you really quick. I know we're closing. I'm in the Gulf of Mexico right now. And the reason I'm in the Gulf of Mexico is I was down there doing some work, and somebody called through that number that I just gave. My office answered the phone and sent it to me. And he was getting arrested for a DWI on the water. I jumped in my boat, and I went straight to where he was.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Now,
yep.
That's service.
Stan, forget Perry Mason. I think that's pretty impressive.
And so. this guy's at the dock, and I pull up, and FWC's like, who's this? Oh, I'm his lawyer. He's like, are you kidding me? Nope.
That's awesome. That is awesome. 239.
I can be there 10 minutes in my Grady White, guys. Tell everybody that, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
All right, buddy. He's Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. Mike, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
There
Bye.
He goes, Mike Chinopoulos.
Can you imagine how relieved that guy was?
Yeah, what timing. That is just, I'm on the water now, as a matter of fact. I'll drive right over and get you. That's I like that. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, our first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, Stan's Name That Movie today, the movies of John Travolta. He's been around a long time.
A long, long time.
And has done a lot
Feast
of great movies.
And Famine.
Yes, without a doubt. John Travolta movies later on. Chance for you to win. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
You know, every time I hear that Def Leppard song, it makes me hearken back to when we were working in Melbourne, Florida, and the guy that died, the night shift guy or the weekend guy.
The pop smoker?
Yeah. We always used to tease him because Def Leppard was big back then, and he'd get on the microphone. He was a big, unhealthy guy. And he'd go, Def Leppard.
That's how it's pronounced, isn't it?
And we would go and make...
How is it pronounced?
Def Leppard. And it was, we would make fun of him. Well, there's the guy that pronounces Def Leppard.
Now, we didn't know he was going to die when we were making fun of him.
No. But, you know...
Because he told us he was going to be fine, that he had to go to the hospital for some tests, and they told him that he shouldn't smoke weed before the test. But they were BSing him, and there's nothing wrong with weed. And then he died.
He died on the air. He died in the studio. Well, I guess he died in the hospital, like Disney World. Nobody dies there. They pronounce at the hospital.
I didn't know that. He did die there?
Oh, yeah.
He died in our room?
Yes. Yeah.
That was kept from me.
He wasn't going.
Why didn't you tell me?
He wasn't. I thought you knew. He wasn't going for tests.
Boy, the things that went on there.
Yeah. He wasn't going for tests. We've been around a long time. Everything that could happen has happened to us. He was the weekend guy, Mr. Def Leppard. That's why I heard that song immediately.
Nice guy.
He was big. He was an older gentleman. He was in frail health. And a big-time pot smoker.
He absolutely loved it.
He had to have surgery on his legs. I don't know if he had varicose veins or some kind of knee injury or something. Because he was easily at like, 280 pounds, 6 foot five maybe. Big guy, old guy.
Yeah, I mean, like you look at him and you think, oh, this guy must be like a retired football player.
He walked around like he was banged up.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to get work done on his knee or on his leg. And he got discharged from the hospital after surgery. His doctors told him, because he was honest with him, he says, yeah, I enjoy smoking pot.
Doctors, well, you probably shouldn't do that.
Doctor said, you probably shouldn't do that. You've just had serious surgery. But before his shift started, he was a Saturday-Sunday jock. And before his shift started, he wanted to have a nice little buzz on so he can say, Def Leppard. And he was on the air, and he collapsed.
Time to rock till you...
Yeah. And he, I was always told he had a heart attack, and they had to bring...
Here comes Def Leppard, bring it on the heart attack!
They had to bring in the gurney, they had to bring in everything, get it through all the maze of the...
Oh, that had to have been impossible.
Yeah, and
because it was nothing but sharp corners. I don't know how you'd get one in there.
And they had to call our old program director to be in there when...
he died.
When he died.
So, you telling me Al Burke had to, like, administer last rites?
He, like he did for most emergencies, hands on his hips, shaking his head.
Oh, Jesus.
And swearing.
Yep.
That song, every time I hear it. Let's get you updated on traffic for... By the way...
I didn't know he died in there.
Yes! Yes! Either on a Saturday or a Sunday.
So he went out...
Dropped in the studio. Dropped dead.
Went out the back door, smoked a joint, came back in to do his Def Leppard.
I guess he toked it up before his shift started. You know, driving over. Getting himself in the right frame of mind. You know, getting into the studio baked. And it got him.
You remember the fat guy that used to play with Al Hurt that worked on the AM?
Yep.
He literally, people will think I'm making this up. I'm not. This guy was close to 400 pounds.
Yeah.
About 5'5".
Yep.
He drove a Pacer.
I do remember that.
And he smoked those brown Moore cigarettes.
They're not a cigar, but they ain't a cigarette neither.
And one day, this is what I believe happened. He left a cigarette burning in his ashtray, and he looks outside, and his car is on fire.
Yep, burning up.
But he personally did not believe that it could have been, because that's what they all said. You know, the fire department looked at it and everything, and the Pacer was fully engulfed, a total loss. And he never believed that it was his cigarette that was left burning in the ashtray, which is what all the reports said and everything. He was convinced it was my friend John that set fire to his car on purpose and treated him as if he was guilty for the rest of his life.
I remember that guy. The first thing that comes into my mind when I saw him, Grease.
Well, which one?
There were more. A lot of Grease. One thing on the board, it is a traffic control. South Cleveland Avenue and Daniels Parkway. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got the headlines right now for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
Okay.
Red Lobster saved a blue lobster.
Yeah, those are rare. Those are rare. You get a blue lobster.
The world's most identical twins.
There they are.
Share a boyfriend and demand that he impregnate them at the same time. A person who stole a rock from a Colorado park sent it back full of remorse after it brought them bad luck. Reminds me of the Brady Bunch.
Yep, with that idol.
Yep. And finally, a 39-year-old woman attacks her boyfriend with a machete. Why?
Why?
He wet the bed. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter's important. Laughter's always important. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
Today is National Burger Day.
Right on.
Now, to be clear, there are multiple National Burger Days every calendar year.
Oh.
We celebrated National Burger Day 2 months ago as well.
Oh.
With that in mind, jeez, we bring you today's list of the
top
hamburger fun facts.
Top hamburger fun facts.
Stan, I'll simplify it for you. It's the day so nice we celebrate twice.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Right on.
Fans of dad jokes relish this day.
Hold my beer.
I get it.
In 2008, Burger King released a meat-scented cologne called Flame. It was mainly popular among men who wanted to smell like Guy Fieri.
Jeez. No, you shook that one off. I saw that. You were looking at it. You shook it off.
Ordering a meatless hamburger will get you shot in the state of Texas. Yes. The most popular hamburger is the Big Mac. The least popular is one of Junior's favorites. The Salmonella Sizzler.
Ooh, so scared, Chubby Wubby. I reported you to Jenny Craig.
What? 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 You shaking that one off, too?
Yeah, there's a lot of, a lot of millennial stuff. That
yeah.
I...
yeah.
And finally.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. You found one.
The very top hamburger fun fact.
Yes.
The hamburger was born in Germany, but inexplicably became an American sensation.
Yeah.
So basically the opposite of David Hasselhoff.
The man who put food on the table. The man who took care of your every whim. And this is how you repay him. Shame! Shame! Shame!
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Albert, shame. Shame.
That's it, baby.
Email time. Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
A lot of effort went into that.
Yeah. Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
This
shame
is...
on you.
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay.
But see,
okay.
There is no shame anymore.
None.
We're told we're not allowed to do that.
That's old shame. Country talk right there.
Shame!
You shame the family.
Shame!
This is from our super fan, Scott. He, I guess, heard Al Beck last night.
Well, that makes one of us.
I think. Wait a second. Wait.
Was Al Beck on last night?
I don't know. Hey, guys. This station never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah, me neither.
I personally can't believe Beasley was able to get such a big name for the night show and bring the man out of retirement at that. Now, I know his political views may not be on par with you guys and your show, but having Glenn Beck do nights on K-Rock must be a huge feather in Beasley's cap.
No, I'm kind of with Scott, only I thought it was Al Burke, yeah. And then I would have really been impressed.
I'm certain he'll be as beloved and entertaining as the previous night guy, and I hope Mr. Beck is getting a living wage for his efforts. I guess I always assumed Junior was being groomed to take the night duties. I mean, just listening to him produce the show this week, and since his return, you can tell he's on the top of his game. They're in and out of the studio.
Yep, no more hand-holding.
Love you guys, and can't wait to welcome Glenn Beck into the K-Rock family. Oh, wait. My wife says it's not Glenn Beck, it's actually John Beck. I'm not sure if she means the 2007 Miami Dolphins second-round draft pick or the actor who played Mark Grayson on the TV show Dallas. But welcome aboard. Signed Scott. Scott, that's Al Beck. Al Beck.
Why can't we get Al Burke?
He's doing a podcast show.
Why?
I'll send it to you. He's on some podcast network.
If Al Burke was allowed to be unfiltered for the first time in his career, people would be enraptured.
He's not going to do it for what is being offered. He's a man that's on Social Security and needs a little bit more.
So on this podcast, is he allowed to be himself?
Yes.
And use his full range of language?
I've just seen the highlight of it. Telling stories of bands and his memories and all this stuff.
Because this is a man who was the boss of Stan and I in 1987, 1988. And he would begin all memos with UFs.
Yep, full word.
Yep, you've done it again. How many effing times do I have to tell you dicks?
Yep. This is from Robert.
I love that management style.
Robert was listening to our top list during the stand edition of Family Feud, Three Strikes, about habits, filthy habits men have in the bathroom. And one of them was leaving the toilet seat up. Robert writes, "Ahoy, gents and female population. When the toilet seat is up, a male urinates into the water or its adjacent water line. Seat down, a female sprays. And it gets all underneath the said seat. Northernmost region. It's saturated with urine droplets. Yes, the ladies are less hygienic." Signed, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Oh, Haney, this is from Meg.
Oh, how is she?
She's doing okay. She wanted to answer our question of the week. Wanted to answer your question of the week. I want to say, next to thanking any veteran for their service to our country, my grandparents. My grandfather, oh, this was like the oldest people that you know, I think. My grandfather came to America with his parents and his eight siblings in the 1920s from Italy. He would then later sign up in the Army to be a telecommunications engineer. I learned something from each of them. I learned from my grandfather to love our country. I know if he was alive and saw all this kneeling crap on TV, he would smack each of his grandkids, including me, upside our head and say, "Turn this crap off. I didn't fight for your freedom, for you to subject me to this." What I learned from my grandmother is something that is on your mind. Put it away. She didn't like you. What is this? My grandmother. is if something is on your mind, address it and then put it away. If she didn't like you, she'd be the first person to tell you to stick it. Where and what time to go and stick it. If you don't like my opinion of you, then change something about yourself. I miss her every day. I'm glad you guys are back from vacation. You were missed. Signed,
Meg. I really identify with Meg's grandmother.
Yeah. Telling it like it is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
I guess about 17 minutes before Barr was supposed to testify this morning, Fox News reported little troll Nadler.
He really is.
Was in a car wreck. Yeah, I heard that too.
Oh, I got hit in a car wreck, but I'm here now.
I guess he was unhurt.
Well, plenty of cushion.
He probably was going back home to get a supply of Preparation H. And Haney, you're right. He is built like a Keebler elf. He looks like he should be baking cookies in a hollow tree.
Jesus.
Although, he's way too plump to fit in any tree.
Nah, he wouldn't be in the tree. He'd be the one under the bridge collecting tolls.
Well, what a toad.
Jesus.
You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
We're going to take
I feel like, you know, they finally pulled the curtain back and said, what, you don't realize that this is all a job now? Look at what's talking to you.
Stan's Name That Movie's next. Chance to win.
Attorney General Barr.
The movies.
Pardon me, I was in a car accident today. I need some water.
The movies of John Travolta. We'll
in this country, we have the what?
Sizzling, hissling, after hissle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Mark Haney in the news. In about 30 minutes, we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie here in just a second, featuring the films of John Travolta. We asked local health professionals who are really busting ass what they needed, and they said, how about a nice cup of coffee? K-Rock to the rescue. Every Friday, we will make an in-person delivery to a local health facility and bring them some delicious coffee courtesy of Biggie's Place in Fort Myers. So if you work in the health field industry here in Southwest Florida, sign up to get that coffee at 96krock.com or on the K-Rock mobile app. Let's get you updated on traffic, and then we'll play the game and go over the prizes. Okay, one thing on the board right now. It's in Fort Myers. It is a crash. 7900 block of Buckingham Road, right at Buckingham Park. And you are up to date. Another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. Stan's Name That Movie. 5 movie clips. First person to correctly identify the film. We'll get their choice of the following prizes. Winner's choice, While They Last. You may like a Stan and Haney K-Rock t-shirt autographed. We'll take a Sharpie right to it. Or if you prefer not, we'll give you just the regular shirt. $50 to our friends at the Pewter Mug in North Naples. Maybe you'd like a telescoping back scratcher. These things are spectacular. There's not a piece of plastic on them. It's like an antenna you extend.
And it's got a claw scratch on it with a reinforced handle, and you can get all those key areas. It's a
boy,
beautiful, it's a beautiful thing.
You're selling me like you're on QVC, man.
Darn right I am. You can use this in every room of your house. And on three easy pays, it is something that you and your family will always enjoy.
It's like a family heirloom.
It's a family heirloom. You can keep it in the corner of a room, extend it to the full, and it's like a piece of furniture in your home.
But you don't have to keep it extended.
No, you don't. Look at this. It retracts down to about 12 inches.
That could go in your pocket.
Could go in your pocket? How about the glove box? We also have gift certificates to get your hair cut.
You do. You still get hypnotized by QVC.
You can. Twin cuts, four locations to serve you. Men's cuts, women's cuts, beard trims, kids' cuts, hair coloring. You know somebody in your family that needs a haircut. Twin cuts.
You know, with those QVC people, you could hand them anything.
Yeah.
And they will just go to town on it.
Yep.
I think you have the talent. I'm going to test you right now.
Oh, I know I can do anything.
I am going to give you a random item, and I'm going to give you 60 seconds to convince Grandma to buy it.
All right. What is the random item?
Well, you're going to tell us.
Oh. Oh, I have a miniature trash can. Look at this, everybody. It is shaped just like a dumpster trash can.
It looks real.
It's very
real.
Only
like for tiny people.
It's small, but you know what? You can use it as a trash can, too.
You can.
Think how this would be in the bathroom with all of your cotton swabs and all of your little
tissue
papers.
Very neat and tidy.
And then the lid closes down, and you can take it to any room in your house. How about by the kitchen? You know how you get little food scraps and everything? You don't want to put it down the disposal.
No, and you don't need a giant trash can for scraps.
You have a giant trash can right by your sink? No.
You know what? These are so affordable, you could put one in every room of your house.
So affordable, and we'll take care of the shipping.
And look at that. It's even got wheels.
Got wheels in case you can't lift things and you need something to
put it. It could get a little heavy when you fill it up with cotton swabs.
This is something that the whole family can use. You could even put a drink in it for Junior.
Oh my goodness. Yep. I never thought of that.
And did I hear correct? Three easy pays. And we'll have it in your home after you make the first payment.
And that's for one of these then.
Just one. They come in a two-pack. Just want to verify this. And here we have the green with the yellow lid. We also have the brown with the black lid. Can I get a count on the red and the white lid?
Oh, those go very quickly. I'm surprised we even have any of those.
Yep, you know, our listeners on this show love the red. It's always the most popular.
It certainly is. And the easy pay is valid here?
The easy pay on all three styles. All right, let's do the movies.
You really get into that stuff, man.
Yeah.
Because it's junk.
It is. It's complete junk.
But you want it.
Movies starring John Travolta. He's been around a really long time. Has had peaks and valleys in his career. Your job is to be the first person to name the movie. We start with ones that are a little bit more difficult. By the time we get to the end, it's so easy. Name this John Travolta movie.
I took the bride.
How much?
30,
How much?
$35,000.
How did you do it?
I went to Japan to look at these trains. It's part of my job. I don't get to vote, okay? I just recommend. I chose what I thought was the best train, and the Japanese had the best train, and I made my recommendation.
That's before you took the bribe?
Yes.
That was a train you were going to pick anyway, huh?
Yes.
And now you're fighting for your job, and they're trying to humiliate you, aren't they?
No. 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 I did what I did. And it's not, you know, it's not the MTA's fault.
What'd you spend it on?
Look, what has this got to do with anything, huh?
What'd you spend it on?
I use the money for my kids, all right? To pay my children's tuition.
I have a 17-year-old. I have a 19-year-old daughter.
And I use the money to pay for their college tuition, all right?
You know what, Carver? I'm a goddamn hero, you know that?
277-9600. Phone lines have been released. John Travolta Movies, 277-9600. Name the movie. La-ta-ta-ti-la-ta-ta-ta.
Def Leppard.
Drop dead. Stan and Hanny signed T-shirts. $50 to the pewter mug. Telescoping back scratchers. Twin cuts, haircuts. Name the movie. And, of course, they could be ringing, but I wouldn't know it. Thank you. 277, name the movie. Name the movie. I mean, seriously. What's the deal? There they go. Well, one. What are you waving at me?
I'm testing it.
Don't test nothing. I can see.
The hand holding was over.
Jeez, hold on. I gotta plug.
Are you testing it?
Yeah, I'm gonna reset them.
All right.
No hand holding.
Stop it.
La da 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 da. Stan's Name That Movie will continue in a moment.
Da, 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 da.
We'll return to Stan's Name That Movie in a moment. Thanks for tuning in to Stan's Name That Movie.
Are you serious? We've been doing this for 30 years.
You didn't hit it hard enough.
I'll listen to it.
See, the phones work as long as you don't ask anybody to call.
They're not. Something's not right with them. Let's try another movie and see if they work better. If it's the movie. I've played clips from that movie before. People know it. Let's try this one. And if it doesn't ring, I'm ending the game. Name this one. John Travolta. One of my all-time favorites.
Sissy!
Just got a text. Phone's dead.
Get out of here, bud. Yeah, I mean it.
I gotta talk to you.
Look, Wes is in Gillies and we're leaving.
I know you're leaving. But I just want to tell you something. I'm hard-headed, and I'm prideful, and I want to apologize clear back to when I hit you the first time.
They're all dead.
I love you, sissy.
I love you, too.
You do? Look, sissy, I didn't know you came to the trailer that day. If I had known that, I'd have called you, but you tore up that note.
You can ride that goddamn bull anytime you want.
I don't want to ride it.
And look, screw Mexico, because we can do anything we want. I got...
What happened to your face?
Got hit.
Did he hit you? Goddamn, I'm going to kill that son of a bitch.
Easy. So you can't get through either, and you're in the other room.
Yeah, I can't get there.
What happens?
What happens?
Well, I'm calling the hotline right now, and it just keeps ringing, but it's not lighting
up. But no, I don't see
it. So that. It rings, just nothing ever happens.
When you call the regular line, it just gives you the busy signal.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing.
But it's my imagination, right?
No, it's your fault because you're asking people to call.
Yes. Unbelievable.
And then people call, and it can't handle that many calls. So it just freezes up.
They're completely dead.
It's not built for it. This is built for a single-family home that occasionally receives calls from a telemarketer.
Dead.
They're dead.
They're dead. Don't keep trying to call because they're not lighting up.
The whole damn line is dead.
So I'll just play the clips, and we can enjoy them.
And wonder what movies they came from.
Yeah. Do you know what movie that was?
Yes.
Tell everybody.
Urban Cowboy.
You're correct. Do you know what the first one was?
Urban Cowboy 1.
No. Do you know what the first one was?
The Taking of Pelham 123.
Yes, Taking of Pelham.
Is that how that's pronounced? Pelham?
I don't know. Pelham.
Pelham. Pelham? I'd like to have our listeners enjoy them, but...
Well, that's what it was designed for,
we
Stan.
We have completely dead phones.
It was designed for listener interaction, but that's making a big assumption.
All right, which one of you two... This is ridiculous. Which one of you two can name this one? John Travolta movie.
Hello, Stephanie McDonald. I'm Tony Manero. We both got the same last initials. How do you like that?
Now we get married. I don't have to change the monogram. My luggage, huh?
Somebody told me he was practicing to be a bitch. Is that true?
All right, Mr. Manero, what do you want to ask me?
I would like to take you out to coffee. Would that be good?
That's it, huh? You want me to have coffee with you?
I think you're a very good dancer. You know that that 2001 Odyssey, they got a dance contest now. Mm. And I think that we could be a dynamite team together.
How old are you, huh?
I'm 20. Well, I'm 19 at the moment, but I'll be 20 very shortly.
What I think is this. There's a world of difference between us, you know? Not just chronologically, but emotionally, culturally, physically, every which way. And this world would get much bigger and much worse.
I love you, Sissy. Week. Anybody? Junior?
I want to say Saturday Night Fever.
You would be correct on that, Saturday Night Fever.
You know who's really underrated in Urban Cowboy?
Who?
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob is really underrated. This next movie stars a friend of mine.
Sam, I'm sorry. Sandy, would you want a ring?
Danny, I don't know what to say.
Aww. Say yes.
Yes. Oh. Oh, Danny, this means so much to me. Because I know now that you respect me. Well, you're not getting a cold.
Oh, no. It's just probably a little drive-in dust, that's all.
Blessings. Could space monsters mate with Earth women? See the startling answer in the shocker of the moon.
Danny!
Sandy! Oh, Sandy.
Danny, what are you doing?
Oh, Sandy, don't worry about it. Nobody's watching.
Danny, get off me!
Sandy, what's the matter with you? I thought I meant something to you.
To you? You think I'm going to stay here with you in this sin wagon? You can take this piece of tin.
Sandy, you just can't walk out of a drive-in.
Junior, any guesses on that?
Grease.
It is Grease. With my friend Olivia Newton-John, who I hugged hard.
And then the next day, she announced she's retiring from show business forever.
Yeah. All right, I got one more. And this was the easiest if we had phone lines. A lot of texts coming in telling me something I already know. They're broken. I just love the scene.
So tell me again about the hash bar.
Okay, what you want to know?
Hash is legal, man, right?
That's legal, but it ain't 100% legal. I mean, you just can't walk into a restaurant, roll a joint, and start puffing away. I mean, they want you to smoke in your home or certain designated places.
And those are hash bars.
Yeah, it breaks down like this, okay? It's legal to buy it. It's legal to own it. And if you're the proprietor of a hash bar, it's legal to sell it. It's legal to carry it, but that doesn't matter. Just get a load of this, all right? If you get stopped by a cop in Amsterdam, it's illegal for them to search you. I mean, that's the right that cops in Amsterdam don't have.
Oh, man, I'm going. That's all it is to it. I'm going.
No, baby, you dig it the most. But you know what the funniest thing about Europe is?
What?
It's the little differences. I mean, they got the same over there that they got here, but it's just there. It's a little different.
A little different.
All right, well, you can walk into a movie theater in Amsterdam and buy a beer. And I don't mean just like a little paper cup. I'm talking about a glass of beer. And in Paris, you can buy a beer in McDonald's. And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what the quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it the Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac.
What is that, Junior?
Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
Just makes me want to try that Hawaiian burger place.
Oh, the Big Kahuna?
Big Kahuna Burger.
Yeah, that's a mighty tasty burger.
I've heard good things about it.
Sorry, everybody.
Why aren't we in the Radio Hall of Fame, Stan?
Well, because we don't have phones at work.
Pardon me, I mean, why can we not get nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame?
Because we don't have, I can't even take a phone call from a listener.
You know what I want you to do, Junior?
What's up, bud?
Not that you will. But I would like you to research what it would take for Stan and I to be named Great Floridians.
Great Floridians?
Yeah.
It's a thing the state does.
Yeah.
Okay.
To honor great Floridians.
All right, yeah, I'll look it up.
Look into that.
And then figure out who needs to nominate us. I wonder if our old friend, the former lieutenant governor, would know how to do that.
I don't know.
We haven't made him angry, have we?
Maybe we might have.
I hope not.
He went and gave us a nice letter of recommendation to be... get our honorary doctorates, and then he wasted a lot of time because it never happened. We're going to take a break. I apologize to our audience that I was not allowed to give you prizes today.
Is the idea that eventually we just give up? Or
no. I'll never give up. Ever. That is an oath from yours truly. Radio's Mr. Wonderful. I'll never give up. We'll be back. We'll have Haney's news. Don't have to take a phone call.
See,
with that.
I would give up, but due to certain obligations that I have to Stan,
yeah.
If he doesn't give up, then I can't give up.
Yeah. So if I give up, you'll give up?
Yeah.
Let me think about it. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, I got to do some thinking.
This is the perfect family scene when Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Been one of those days. Our chief engineer was in here. He thinks the copper lines are fried. Said, Lord knows... how long it's going to be before...
It is raining. That could affect it.
Maybe. Shouldn't affect it all day. He did get our internal lines to work. They just don't light up on the board. So I would have no idea if, a program director or a market manager needed to call me as soon as possible. I wouldn't know. But I've got this plastic trash can, miniature.
Boy, that is so amazing that they capture all the detail of a full size.
Would that work as a recycling bin
well? But we here at CVQ can't take any orders right now because our phones are down. What would that do to that
But
home
what a
shopping?
Beautiful keepsake. And you know what? That could remind you to recycle.
It could remind you. It's a friendly reminder. You can keep it in your cup holder in your car and throw those little gum wrappers in there.
Now, when these first came out, I had to get one. Of course, mine's red. That's what everybody wants.
Yeah. Red's our most popular color here.
I'm yes, sure. And I keep mine by my desk. And what I like to do is I open it up, and when I have a negative thought, I take my hand and I say, negative thought, you're going right there into the old recycle bin.
There it goes.
See? The uses for this are endless.
Yeah, endless. And this can be yours.
And I think you pointed out before, you could put water in it.
You can put water in it.
It is waterproof, isn't it?
What would you? It is waterproof, and what would you think? Have you got a pet, and you're going on a long road trip, and you've got the cat in the cat carrier? How about a little treats in there? Some little treats.
Oh, and I still can't get over the fact that it's tiny, it's on wheels in case it's a little heavy for you.
Yeah, look at that. In case
it rolls so nicely.
We know that how easy it is that if something's on the table and you reach for it, it falls over and tips over.
Oh, I hate that.
But it's got wheels on it. So if you want to go and bring it over towards you, look at this. It just rolls right back.
And you know what else? A lot of times if you've got kids, especially toddlers, they want to play with your keys and things like that. You could give them this and it rolls.
Yep. Or if you want to keep your keys away from the toddler, put them in here.
You know it does have a lockdown lid.
And boom, they're in there, and they're not coming out.
And you're not going to guess where your keys are.
Now, we only have 240,000 of these left. According to what I'm seeing, we've already sold 15 of them.
Stan, I almost hate to bring it up. Do we have any of the red left? Because I know you've got the beautiful forest green with a bright yellow safety lid.
Yeah, we're down to our last two dozen on the red. Down to our last two dozen.
The red always goes so quickly.
If you're on the line now, stay on the line.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to give up your place.
And our best tip is to go and use our website to order that way. It might be a lot easier for you.
But if you want the red, you now is the time.
Down to our final 18 in the red.
Up 17.
Ah. Let me ask you this, Junior. Our phone lines are completely dead. Do I have any traffic? Is there any traffic before we do this?
He just opened his mouth and it stayed open.
There's no traffic on the board.
None?
I've looked over. I don't have any.
You're talking a little slack jawed?
Yep.
This is turning into one hell of a day. But then again, call in now on our dead phone lines and one of
we can't actually take your call.
That's why it's somehow holding at 17 on the red.
We've had a hell of a day.
We sure have.
And we're not the only ones. You know, our attorney general, God bless him, had to go before Congress today and Fat Jerry Nadler.
Yeah.
And I have not been able to see most of it.
Yeah.
But they did release a small clip. If you'd like to check in and see how the Attorney General's day went.
How did his day?
Chairman, could we take a 5-minute
break? Dean is recognized.
Could we take a 5-minute break, Mr. Chairman?
No. That's a common courtesy, Dean is Chairman, recognized. Of every witness.
I waited 45 hour for you this morning. I haven't had lunch. I'd like to take a 5-minute break.
Mr. Attorney General, we are almost finished. We're going to be finished in a few minutes.
I'd like to take a break.
We can certainly take a break, but
you're real classy. Well,
okay. Yeah.
A lot of class there, Nadler. A lot of class. You're a class act. Mark Haney and the news. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
See, I knew that'd cheer you up.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard.
waited 45 minutes for you.
Yep.
I haven't had
this
lunch. I'd like a 5-minute break. It's a common courtesy.
Out of class.
One anchor man was more man.
You're a class
than
act, Nads.
Yep.
Southwest Florida's most
Stop trying to call us.
Man.
Our phones don't work.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, July 28th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
I didn't know that the phones were dead.
You do now.
Oh, I do now. Incoming and outgoing. You can't make a call on this phone. What I wouldn't do for a rotary dial-up phone that had the big buttons that you push the different lines on. I'd love to have that right now. Take this junk out of here.
And replace it with the Merlin system.
That was the finest radio phone system ever. Business phone system.
Stan, you've investigated this. You actually called Sony Corporation and asked, if I want to preserve audio, we have so many different choices now amongst many different digital formats, digital tape hybrids. What's the best way to preserve it?
Magnetic tape. The old magnetic tape.
Now, we used to value our culture. You know, things like Gone with the Wind, Wizard of Oz. I'm sure they'll be outlawed soon. But there was a time not long ago when those were considered to be national treasures.
Yes.
Where do you suppose the original reels of Gone with the Wind and Wizard of Oz are stored to make sure they stay safe?
As Tom Petty said, a cool, dry place.
Well, you're going to get some pushback on that because many people want to let you know that caves are wet.
Mm-hmm.
We've it's had battles and battles over that.
It's in a cave.
Gone with the Wind, The Wizard of Oz, and many other classic films and television shows are stored in an underground salt mine in Kansas.
You just said the operative word, salt. It's a dehydrator. It takes moisture out.
Absorbs.
Yep.
Like Bounty.
Cool, dry place. Yeah, and it will stay perfect forever.
You remember the first time you heard someone talk about a Hawaiian pizza?
California Pizza Kitchen was the first place I ever tried a Hawaiian pizza. It's got the pineapple on it. Ham.
So, where does Hawaiian pizza come from?
I'd say Hawaii. Hawaiier.
Hawaiier?
Yes.
It was invented by a man named Sam Panopoulos in Ontario, Canada, in 1962. It took it about 30 years to catch on.
Yeah. I like a good Hawaiian pizza.
You know the Geico Gecko mascot?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know, some ad agency.
Well, the Gecko mascot was born in 1999, but only because at that time there was a Screen Actors Guild strike that prohibited them from using a live actor.
Hmm. Oh, there's the guy with the Hawaiian pizza.
Mm-hmm. Hawaiian. I thought it was pronounced.
Hawaiian.
Hawaiian?
Yeah. Oh, I just got a notification. We're all sold out of the red.
Oh, well, we knew it was going to happen.
Let's take it off the table and put it away.
Yeah, we don't want to tease people with
We're sorry. There's no more red.
It was just a second ago we had 17, and now they're gone.
They're gone. Thanks to our internet buyers.
Yeah. Speaking of Gone with the Wind, la da da da, la da da. Goodbye to the red. But this is still a quality product in green and yellow.
Is. And if you have no preference of color, we still have two styles available.
Yes, and we do. We have that multi pack,
and it comes in a two pack. or the single. Your best value is the two pack. You save nearly 50%.
And what a durable item.
Durable in so many uses. And the best thing is, it's portable.
And you know what? I bet if you wanted to, you could wear it like a little hat.
If you wanted to, you know, though, you know, you've gone and had those crazy parties before.
You know, a touch
you put
of
something on your
a
head.
Little touch of whimsy.
Yeah.
I wonder how those people sleep at night.
I don't know, but...
Oh, what have I done?
Yeah. Well, this is what happens when you don't give us the tools we need to work.
Yep.
This is what you get.
I'm told that blue lobsters are incredibly rare.
Yes, and there was a guy that texted us earlier today, and I've never, ever seen one yellow lobster.
Hmm.
They're even rare, but a blue lobster... Very rare.
Yeah, when it comes to blue lobsters, only one out of every 2 million lobsters turns out blue.
Yeah.
Red lobsters are less rare. You can find them in most suburban malls.
Yeah. Ooh, there's a yellow lobster.
And a blue lobster.
Yep. And what's that, a gray one?
That's translucent.
Yep. A see-through.
An employee at the Red Lobster in Akron, Ohio, was going through and inspecting their live lobster delivery last week when he spotted a blue one in the batch. And apparently, this Red Lobster employee knew his business and realized how incredibly rare a blue lobster is. So instead of doing what, well, our employees would do and going, ain't that something? Then dropping it in the tank with the rest.
Yeah, boil it up.
Yep. He got in touch with the local zoo, and they were thrilled to come get the blue lobster and provide it with a permanent home. Now, lobsters can live to over 2,000 years old.
They can live a long time. 2,000?
I don't know.
200, maybe. Put it back in the ocean. Put it back.
Well, you don't know where it came from. And won't lobsters turn on one another if you put it in rival territory?
I have no idea. I haven't studied the lobster.
You take the lobster out of its original home and drop it in the ocean where it doesn't know where it is, it's probably going to get in a fight.
They're primitive. They're primitive creatures. They don't have much of a thought
exactly.
process at all.
They just have instinct that says, this rock, my rock. This rock, not my rock. Oh, panic.
Yeah.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, we now join the House Judiciary Committee, already in progress.
Mr. Chairman, could we take a five-minute
break? Dean is recognized.
Could we take a five-minute break, Mr. Chairman?
No. That's a common courtesy, Mr. Dean is Chairman, recognized. Of every witness.
I waited 45, an hour for you this morning. I haven't had lunch. I'd like to take a five-minute break.
Mr. Attorney General, we are almost finished.
We're going to be finished in a few minutes. We can certainly take a break. But
you're real classy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
After this,
if you still want one, we'll have a break.
No, he wants a break now.
You want it now?
And you just mentioned
committee,
rudeness.
Committee
I think we're
stand,
seeing it on display. Let's let the Attorney General have a break.
The committee will stand in recess now.
Thank you.
Jeez. Real class act.
And kids, that's how government works.
Yep.
You know, I'd like to give a tip of the cap to our producer, who did an excellent job almost immediately coming up with a picture of different colored lobsters.
I think that's phenomenal.
Now, if he can stay on a roll and get the picture I really want to see, which involves these Australian twins, it'll be a home run. Bill, 34-year-old Anna and Lucy DeSink of Perth, Australia, are identical twins.
Yeah, a couple of fun gals.
Those are lobsters.
He's looking.
In fact, the 34-year-old twins were named the world's most identical twins at some sort of twin festival.
Yeah, you can't tell them apart. And how could they have the festival with the COVID?
And they really take the title of world's most identical twins very seriously. They refuse to be... Those are lobsters, not girls. They refuse to be more than a few feet apart, dress exactly alike. I'm a little disappointed.
What do you mean you're disappointed?
I thought they'd be blonde.
No, they're not even brunette. It's black hair.
I mean, they got nice bodies.
You're damn right they do.
You know, back in the old days, you were allowed to say things like, you know, a brick.
Yeah.
So they refuse to be more than a few feet apart. They dress alike, share a job. They have had the exact same plastic surgery done.
Naturally.
They eat exactly the same number of calories, exercise the same amount of time, and yes, they use the toilet at the same time.
Sick.
And in addition to all those things, they also share a man.
One man.
39-year-old Ben Byrne. And they say Ben understands our bond.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he?
Getting yelled at in stereo?
Yeah.
We can't do everything around this house by ourselves. It's coming at you from different directions.
Yeah.
Ben, we've been through this. Yeah. Ben, we need to talk. But coming at you double.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've demanded that Ben impregnate them at the same time.
Right. Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
Now, even they realize that will take quite a bit of effort from Ben and both twins. Yeah. And they're not exactly sure how that will be possible. And they're thinking that it might require medical intervention.
Oh, that takes all the fun away from Ben.
Quote, well, just, you know, they milk him.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Quote, we want to experience pregnancy together.
Mm.
Now, we know women handle pregnancy easily. It's not a big deal to them, so I'm sure.
Look how ugly they are up close.
Oh!
They're not attractive.
Oh! And they even, that's after they've been fixed.
Yep. Boom, boom.
They had plastic surgery to look like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they not have mirrors?
It's a little rough.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's unnaturally ugly.
Be stuck with those two beauties. Junior, have you changed your mind about him yet?
No, I'd still do it.
But they wouldn't be with you.
They wouldn't be interested in me anyways, so. But I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
Good luck, Ben.
Yeah, good luck, Ben.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, I thought we were doing three.
Well, we're running a little late.
Okay, well, we lose the story about that rock.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
You can live with that.
I can live without the rock. We got the twins in there, boom, boom, and we got the final story, which is usually the biggest kicker of them all. We got a lot of fluff stories. This is a kicker.
Did I say Bill?
Yes.
A 39-year-old gent in Deer Park, Illinois, wet the bed Sunday night. We'll give this fella the benefit of a doubt and speculate. Perhaps he was drunk, but we don't know that.
No, bedwetter.
Regardless of whatever the reason was for him wetting the bed, it did have consequences.
Yep. His mom hung the sheets out on the line so the neighbors could see it.
His 39-year-old girlfriend, Beaufannery.
What?
His 39-year-old girlfriend, Beaufannery.
Hey, Beaufannery. Oh, she's kind of attractive, huh?
She was not happy.
I can tell.
You know, not everybody is into the Johnny Depp Amber Heard lifestyle. So when Beaufannery realized the man had wet the bed, she did the only thing she could do.
What did Beaufannery do?
Well, she grabbed her nearby machete and attacked her boyfriend with it.
Oh, man.
She was in a rage, and fortunately, she just acted out of that rage rather than predetermined. We know this because she hit him with the dull part of the blade.
Not intent to kill.
Yeah, but it still bashed him pretty hard in the head.
I bet.
While he's sleeping off a drunk.
At Beaufannery.
He was taken to the hospital with a massive head wound. She was arrested on two felony battery counts.
Yeah, she don't look too happy there. But I, you know what? I'm not saying she's a prize, but she's better looking than those twins.
Yeah, but and you got to know that guy knew she had a temper.
Yeah, you can tell she's got a temper too.
She's thinking right now in that mugshot about how can I get at that cop?
Yep.
Yeah. Anything lying around, a screwdriver? And that's the news for today, Tuesday, July 28th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. Haney, can we check back into the
House Judiciary Committee?
One
more
on.
Time.
It's been going on all day there. And
Right now, what's going on is an exchange between Attorney General William Barr and Jerry Nads Nadler.
Mr. Chairman, could we take a five-minute break?
Dean is recognized.
Could we take a five-minute break, Mr. Chairman?
No.
That's a common courtesy, Dean is Chairman, recognized. Of every witness.
I waited 45 an hour for you this morning. I haven't had lunch. I'd like to take a five-minute break.
Mr. Attorney General, we are almost finished. We're going to be finished in a few minutes. We can certainly take a break. But
you're real classy. Well, okay.
Yeah.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 KROQ. Real class.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96 KROQ.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your Tuesday evening. Let's get some traffic. And I just want to
hate did you hear about the monkeys?
I want you to throw out a teaser, and then we'll go to the videotape.
Monkeys have taken over a city in Thailand. Humans, they're in lockdown. They're not allowed to do anything because the monkeys won't let them.
And real quick, where do they live?
They've taken over the movie theater.
It's true. let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. I-75 northbound at mile marker 147. Two in Lehigh Acres. We got a road blockage. Lee Boulevard and Jackson Lane. And then we have a crash, 4700 block of Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date.
So hundreds of angry monkeys have taken over this town.
Why? Now, why have they taken over this town?
Because I guessed it was they used to have tourists come in, and the tourists would feed the monkeys, and the monkeys would draw tourists. But now with COVID, all the tourists went away, and so now there's nothing but the locals and the monkeys want food. So they tried for a while to appease the monkeys and feed them junk food, but they want more and more and more, and now they're angry, and they describe them as sex-crazed, where they're attacking people.
And where do they live?
They've taken over the local movie theater, and they live in there, and in the projector room, that's where they bury their dead. And anybody that tries to go in there is killed by rampaging monkeys. Roll the clip, Stan. You can tell me what you think of this. Okay, he didn't skip the ad. That's a complete lack of preparation.
And we're running out of time. How long is this ad for? Is that it? Or is that more of the ad? Is that more of the ad? All right, here we go.
Here. Now they're running down the street doing whatever they want, and you're going to see them. They're going to pick one monkey out and attack him, all of them. These things are vermin.
Look at them all over the place.
And people are scared of them. People won't leave their house now. They can't wear jewelry anymore. They'll rip it right off you.
You say they're putting cages up on their windows?
Yeah, they put the bars up on the windows, and then the monkeys shake at them. Look at these little bastards, like they're the king of the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at that.
Oh,
they're vicious little Fs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, can't go to the movies anymore. That's the monkeys now. Doesn't belong to us.
Oh, my God.
One man with a shotgun.
Let's laugh a little. That is so disturbing.
Have some respect for yourself, human beings.
Time now for another Stan
Top of the Food Chain.
Comedy classic. Oh. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I get my communication skills from my father, too, which is nothing. Absolutely nothing. He's 66 years old. He's down to grunts at this point in his life. He's a pop, you hungry? Pop, you cold? Pop, how'd the Mets do? And that's what killed my relationship. Well, that'll kill any relationship if you can't communicate. That's the key to a relationship. That's how you build intimacy, through communication. It's very important to talk and listen to your partner so you can both grow as a unit. And when life goes into things, you can really be prepared. Just talking and talking and talking. And I was listening to every word because I thought, no, there was a point. There's no point. You know, some people hire maids, they hire nannies. I should have hired a gay guy for her to talk to. Because there were so many things I just didn't care about. Should we reupholster this couch or get a new one? I don't know what to do with this room. What do you think? Ramon, you're up. Let's go, you're on the clock. It was a psychotic, babbling conveyor belt of nonsense. I went to get my nails done, but they didn't have the polish I want, so they put on clear coat, but it obviously has a pink tinge to it. Look at that. Doesn't that look pink to you? I told them to square off the tips, but they round them. I don't speak Korean. How the hell am I supposed to communicate?
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. You, of course, for many years, had a band opening for some of the biggest names in the business. And there are the proverbial bar bands, bands that do cover tunes. So someone looked into it, looked at the set lists of 50 major rock bands to find out which song
cover bands
they
or...
have covered the most. These are 50 bands.
Okay. So they're not necessarily cover bands, right. But...
50 bands, but they wanted to look into what song they have covered the most and played live. Matter of fact, at loudwire.com, they have the whole list. Number one overall, the cover song that these 50 bands played more than anyone else or anything else, School's Out by Alice Cooper. A live version of it.
I can't help but wondering what Bono and the Edge would sound like doing it.
2,784 times.
Wonder why.
Did you ever know, because you've known a lot of local bands, that was one of their staples to cover School's Out by Alice Cooper?
No, I mean, in hindsight, I've heard it a lot. But it's surprising to me that that's the number one.
That's the one.
Now, it depends. If you're in the position where you got a chick singer,
yeah,
that limits you. And then, you're doing a lot of Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
I'm a bitch. I'm a mother. I'm a lover. I'm a fighter. Whatever the hell that thing's called. Black Velvet, you'll be doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly. Well,
and you'll have to do a couple of Pink songs.
Laughter's important. Laughter's always important. Mama. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
Today is National Burger Day.
Right on.
Now, to be clear, there are multiple National Burger Days every calendar year.
Oh.
We celebrated National Burger Day 2 months ago as well.
Oh.
With that in mind, jeez, we bring you today's list of the
top
hamburger fun facts.
Top hamburger fun facts.
Stan, I'll simplify it for you. It's the day so nice we celebrate twice.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Right on.
Fans of dad jokes relish this day.
Hold my beer.
I get it.
In 2008, Burger King released a meat-scented cologne called Flame. It was mainly popular among men who wanted to smell like Guy Fieri.
Jeez. No, you shook that one off. I saw that. You were looking at it. You shook it off.
Ordering a meatless hamburger will get you shot in the state of Texas. Yes. The most popular hamburger is the Big Mac. The least popular is one of Junior's favorites. The Salmonella Sizzler.
Ooh, so scared, Chubby Wubby. I reported you to Jenny Craig.
What?
What? What?
You shaking that one off, too?
Yeah, there's a lot of a lot of millennial stuff.
That yeah.
And finally.
There we go. There we go. You found one.
The very top hamburger fun fact.
Yes.
The hamburger was born in Germany, but inexplicably became an American sensation.
Yeah.
So basically the opposite of David Hasselhoff.
The man who put food on the table. The man who took care of your every whim. And this is how you repay him. Shame! Shame! Shame!
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Albert, shame. Shame.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.